Okay, we go three short Parshas HaChodesh ideas, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Our learning should be learning Nishmas Esther Tehila, Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchos, whose Shloshim is today. The first idea comes to us from the Chidush Harim. The first Ger Rebbe, whose Yartzeit is also tonight, Chav Gimel Adar. It's brought in Sfas Emes, Parshas HaChodesh, Tav Reish Samach. The Chidush Harim writes from the Medrash, Parshas Bo, Mishe Bacha HaKadosh Baruch HaBa'olamo, Kava Baroshi Chadashim V'shanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He made it there will be certain months and certain Rosh Chodeshes. Ukshebacha be Yaakov avonav, and when he chose Klal Yisrael, Yaakov and his children, kala b'Rosh Chodesh Shegula, shebo nigal Yisrael mitzrayim abo asin ligal. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, he chose Yaakov and his children. He made sure that there would be a month of Geula, a month that they would be redeemed and that they will continue to be redeemed. This is what he says. He says the Chiddush Harim. That's the Medrash. Hagam shvachol Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh Yisus Chadosh Mbriyus Olam. Just like every Rosh Hashanah and every Rosh Chodesh, there's ischadus of the world. Avahu toch ateva mechusa toch ateva. It's within nature. Lufichach in a yochel is gal shorosh ischadus. You can't feel it because it's hidden within nature. Aval bnei Yisrael kavol lahem chodesh shaguula. But for that, that's for the rest of the world. But Klal Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a chodesh of geula. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created the world, and then He created Klal Yisrael. He created Klal Yisrael with His chachos. That means we have the ability, every Rosh Chodesh, but specifically for the month of Geula, specifically for the month of Nisan, says the Chiddush Harim, we have the ability to change from Mikoyach El Apal, from what was to what is, to change it into to change our potential into our reality. To change, we have the ability to change. In Mazal B'Yisrael, Gemara and Shabbos tells us, what does that mean? In Mazal B'Yisrael means we have the ability to change. The rest of the world, maybe they don't have. And when do we have that ability? That comes with the month of Nisan, which is the whole Indian of Parshas HaChodesh, which HaChodesh is only read before Nisan. To show us that we can change. We're never stuck in our ways. Shevi Yipol Tzadik V'Kom, says Rav Hunter. You don't become a tzaddik by being perfect. You fall, and you get back up. Like Joey Newcomb says, you fall down, you get back up. By falling, by struggling, by having the challenge, then you start again. And when do we have that ability, specifically says the Chiddush Harim, quoted by his grandson, the Sfas Emes, the Rizin Teva, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, it's hard to access that. Comes the month of Geula, we're able to be able to get out of that gulf, get out of that Mitzrayim. And this is a second idea brought us from the Oiv Yisrael. Minisa Deschadash Anelchas Ha'olam. Whatever happened before Nisan, you can't touch it anymore. The Gzar happened, finished. But what happens once comes Nisan? Before Nisan, you can't change. Can't touch anything. Says the Oiv Yisrael, everything is bata. But once you start Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Rosh Chodeshim, everything's fresh. Everything's new. And he says an incredible idea. Mishum sha'oz hu'eis ratzun v'rachimim goivrim li'os ha'kol yosei b'kashus ha'inu l'heitu l'ham ha'shpil l'ham kominis tofas v'shus sha'oz yehem yimei ratzun yimei geula. These days are the days of tremendous, tremendous supplication to be able to dive into their bonus from their days of geula. Amen. Says the Av Yisrael, the Rabbanu Shem included within the Bria that the Nisan is a time of Geula, but it's a time of Eis Ratzon. That the rest of the year happened, Adar happened. It's the beginning of time. So don't think that what happened Rosh Hashanah. No, Rosh Hashanah is happening again. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's an Eis Ratzon. When does that start? It starts already Parshas HaChodesh. That we're asking the Bonus from says, of Yisrael, to give us Shefa, to give us Yeshua, to give Nechama to those who need. Mamish. Incredible idea of the Oiv Yisrael. Chiddush Harim says, Yimei Geula. We're able to change and access that change. Says the Oiv Yisrael, they're days of Yimei Ratzon. They're days of Yimei Ratzon, Eis Ratzon, V'rachim Gedoilim. That the Bonus wants to bring Yeshua, he will bring Yeshua's. And finally, the Yismach Yisrael, idea number three. Yismach Yisrael brought Parshas HaChodesh, the Ois Gimel. The Alexander Rebbe says like this. By reading Parshas HaChodesh, you're able to awaken the sleeping. You're able to prepare, to start preparing yourself, to purify yourself, to get ready for Pesach. Vayada nochal is caused the hargisha or gal mikrusha yanto ba'alin of the tova. You can already start to feel the aura of Pesach starting from Parshas HaChodesh. Just reading the Parshas HaChodesh, just reading in the midst of Kiddush HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and Parshas Bo, it's supposed to awaken us, it's supposed to lift us up, it's supposed to tell us, new, it's time to purify, it's time to get ready, it's time to get rid of the chametz, not only the physical chametz, get rid of the spiritual chametz as well. So it's a view of these three ideas. This is the Chiddush HaRim, and he quoted the Medrash. And the Medrash says that Rabbeinu Shem created the world, but also he created Nisan. And when he chose Nisan, he created the Geula. And when he created the Geula, he created Klal Yisrael to access that Geula. When we have access, we have that access, that Geula, to change Dafka, the month of Nisan, starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, starting with Parshas HaChodesh. Because we are the Geula. Our Neshama is connected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Nisan to be the Geula. He chose us the same way. And you have the ability, Yischachus, to change. Like Rafunir said, a person fall 7 times, get back up. When you fall, to be able to change. When do you be able and to use that past, when does that start? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Ovi Yisrael tells us, not only is it your days of Yimei Geula, but there are days of Yis Ratzon V'Rachamim Goyvim. What happened, happened. But Mamash, these are the times to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, that you should bring only good things in Yeshua's and Nechamas, Amen, Ki, and your Ratzon. It's Mamash, the Tefillah, he writes in the Sefer. And finally, idea number 3, the Alexander Rebbe tells us that just by reading Parshas Chodesh, supposed to waken us up, and we could already start to feel the Kedusha of Pesach, Abba Alein HaTova, to be able to prepare, get rid of the Chametz, the spiritual impurities within our Neshamas, should be zochah to feel the access of the Geula, should be still to feel the Eis Ratzon, the time to be Ma'or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, His mercy and His kindness, and to prepare ourselves to already start to feel the aura of Pesach HaBalei Natova Be'ez Hashem Shkoyach.